order this special meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zinnikens?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Kroger?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Detweiler and I are all here.
Please rise for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't see anyone signed up, but would anybody like to do anything for public communication?
Hi, I'm Michelle. You guys all know me, and I've worked with you for, many of you for the past 6 years. I just wanted to reiterate some of the points that I made in the letter that I sent to you last week as you are considering your budget reductions, to keep in mind the impact that public communication has on student achievement, and to look at the data and research that I've provided to you in the letter, which I also gave a copy of to Mark this evening. I just want to reiterate that the line item for my services provided to you is less than 0.1% of the district's revenue and also of its annual expenditures. And I think that with the data that I have included for you in the report that I compiled, really shows that the benefits of having a strategic public relations plan has a negative, has a positive impact on what the district is doing. So it's got a low cost, high benefit reward. And I really would ask that you consider that very specifically tonight. And think too what eliminating a strategic public relations plan would do. With the absence of that, the work is not gone. Someone will still need to conduct that work, and whether it's piecemealed and put on part of someone else's plate who also has a full-time job to do, it sort of will fall off the track. Also, we can't solely rely on one form of communication, and I implore you to really keep that in mind as you're having your discussions this evening, because we can get caught up in all the likes that we have on Facebook, or we can get caught up on the number of news items we've posted in the on the news page, or the web page, or we can think about the postcards we've sent out to the community. But those all work together as one strategic plan. And I really hope that you take that into deep consideration tonight as you process your decision making. So thank you very much. And if you have any questions, please let me know.
Thank you. I move that we go into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employer official, and the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee official, licensee, or regulated individual.
Second.
Discussion? It is 6:04, and just to be clear, hopefully this will be a fairly quick executive session, so you know, and then we plan to come back and conduct business after that. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikens?
Yes.
Mr. Kroger?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
5-0, executive session.
We want to stay in. Right, we're now out of executive session at 6:14.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before you tonight is a recommendation for our budget reductions. I will say thank you to the board and to the community for all the input and time that's been taken. This plan has been revised multiple times, and it should be. This shouldn't be just myself making a recommendation and the board saying, yeah, it looks good. It should be a discussion with the community because it's a community school. And I applaud the board for taking all the input that you have so far and made changes to this reduction plan. I think it's been 7 or 8 different occasions that we've taken feedback. So that's commendable. Tonight, we've gone from proposal to recommendation. This is a budget reduction recommendation to reduce our budget for the 18-19 school year. We will just walk down through it, if I may ask. Treasurer, pull it up on the screen. The first change that folks will see is it's a recommendation now, not a proposal. The biggest change is the forecasted amount. For a long time, we were looking at negative $100,000+. We've got a positive $900,000 there now. And kudos to the board and the administration for managing our budget. We are running ahead of where we thought we would be, and so we've conservatively estimated that we'll be somewhere around the $900,000 mark in June of 2019. The final forecasted amount will be prepared by our treasurer for the May forecast will be submitted at the end of this month. So we have a conservative number up there, which is good news, but it doesn't solve the problem. So we still have to have a budget reduction going into next year, because as we know, the income tax takes 18 months to fully collect. I believe, Todd, you said how much we'd actually collect possibly next year?
Possibly
$90,000. So $90,000 on top of anything we have here, as far as reduction, is what we're talking about impacting the bottom line. So shooting, we've got $900,000. We'll just walk down through the reductions. We have the planned base increases. Those were the amounts that we had within the forecast. The good news is both our unions, OPC and MPEA, have agreed to a 0% or base freeze for next school year. That is a critical piece. I hope that the media is hearing us loud and clear. Our unions have voted to take a 0% base increase next year. That's the first time since the early 2000s that they've done that. And kudos to them. Their dedication to the school district is not only in the classroom, but it's also with their pocketbooks. So I applaud them, and I know on behalf of the board, I thank them for that. So that saves the district $85,000 in just 1 year. So we slide on down. Pay to participate fees. It has not changed since we last spoke to the public, but we've just provided some clarity. You can see it's $100 per sport and band per participant, and that's per season. And then there's a $200 max per participant per season per family, and then a $600 family cap for the year. So that is estimated to save us $25,000 in expenses. And we also have the option of not filling supplementals. We've targeted $28,000 in supplementals, which is our coaches and advisors, to not be filled for next year. The question is, which of those positions won't be filled? That question will be answered by the board and the next superintendent. So it's a target number at this point. They'll make that decision in the near future. Student activity fees. Currently, K-6 is $45. That will move to $70. That amount has not changed since day one. Tuition reimbursement fund. Again, kudos to our teaching staff. They agreed to set their tuition reimbursement fund for next school year at zero. They're giving up $50,000 that they had negotiated for them to receive for tuition reimbursement, and they have agreed that that will be zero for next year. So again, I applaud them for thinking of the district and our financial situation. The administration, there's a $9,000 pot for tuition reimbursement. That also is set at zero for next year. Capital outlay, we had been trimming this back for at least 2 years. We only had budgeted $63,000 out of general fund for capital outlay. That will now be moved over to our PI fund that was just approved. Professional services, superintendent, there's a $2,000 reduction there. That's not all of the PD that the superintendent has available to them, but it is a reduction. And then PR consultant, up to $18,000 is what we had budgeted. That is at zero currently within this budget reduction plan. And we can slide on down. Curriculum resources, that has not changed since our last April proposal that we had presented to the public. Staff reductions. The format's a little bit different than what we had presented before, but the numbers are the same. A first grade teaching position will not be filled. We had a retiree. A reading specialist teacher, we have a resignation. a director of operations position. We had a resignation, and those positions will not be filled. The only true RIFs, in other words, folks that we currently have employed that will be reduced in force, are three aid positions for total staff reductions of estimated $324,400. The overall reduction is $641,119, added to the $900,000 estimated general fund balance, brings us to $1.5 million. And don't forget, when we pass, there'll be an additional $90,000 on top of that, which puts us in a strong position going into the following year as our income tax revenues ramp up. So no real changes to it, just a little bit of formatting. Does the board have any questions at this point on the reduction recommendation? Okay. If not, that concludes my report. It takes us to business.
You want to discuss the resignations?
We can, since it's consent. That's a good point. We do have two resignations. Our physics chemistry teacher at the high school, Mr. Rory, he's been with us 1 year. He has resigned. The good news is it's early, and so we can get that posted. It's a very difficult area for us to get quality teachers, so we will get that posted right away. That's why you see it on here tonight. Typically, I'd wait till the 17th, but that really is critical to get filled. Then you have Meredith Smith, who's an English teacher at the high school. And again, as we look with every position, considering attrition and things like that, we will determine if we're going to replace that position. If so, we'll get that posted right away as well.
So, discussion. Oh, I guess somebody needs to make a motion.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent to board approve business items F2 through F4.
I'll second.
All right. Discussion. I know we had a question last night about play. Is it indefinite, or what's it look like? I know kind of the discussion we've had is 1 year to see how it works for Madison Plains, and it truly is something we will revisit after 1 year. Is everybody kind of on board with that?
Yes.
Right. You just, like I said last night, you just have to vote to do away with it.
So, yeah, that's something we'll work with the athletic director and the new superintendent. Principal, just to kind of see the impact that it's having. All right. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikin?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Carries 5-0.
All right. I move that we enter to executive session at 6:22.
Mark, we added the board work session just so if you wanted to kind of just briefly explain to the public the process you're going through, just so anybody has any questions.
Yeah, so what we're going to do in executive session tonight is Dr. Kuffenbarger's here through the Madison-Champaign County EFC, and he's helping us with the process of taking in the applications that we got. We'll look at the applications that we received tonight, and we'll determine who we'd like to interview. And we're hopeful that those interviews will take place next week, next Monday and Wednesday. It's the nights we currently have scheduled, I believe.
7 to 9.
Yep. So that's the process tonight, to kind of talk through who we'd like to interview. Those two nights of interviews will happen. Then we have another night, Wednesday, the 16th, when we have a committee that's got staff, both certified and classified, and then
administration,
thank you. And then a separate committee with members of the community as well. So we're hopeful once we get roughly two or three final candidates to get community input on those finalists. And then we'll have a second interview of the finalists. Right now that's scheduled for the 23rd, and then after that the board will make a decision on who's going to be the next superintendent. So that's what we're doing tonight in executive session. And there'll be no action taken after.
All right. I have a motion in a second.
Yes. Excuse me. I move that we enter to an executive session at 6:24 p.m. to consider the appointment, employment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated official.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Bowie?
Yes.
Mr. Coburn?
Yes.
Mrs. Senekis?
Yes.
Mr. Buck? Carries 5-0.
The next regularly scheduled meeting is May 15th. As I said, we'll have a special meeting next week, both the 7th and the 9th. Those are at 6 p.m. as well. But those will be an executive session for the interviews as well.